Welcome to Conversations on Big Data, a series of discussions with agency leaders about the power of analytics to enhance how federal agencies meet their mission. In this podcast, we'll be discussing the use of data analytics at the Internal Revenue Service.
Welcome back to our conversation on data analytics with Dean Silverman. Dean is Senior Advisor to the Commissioner, Office of Compliance Analytics at the Internal Revenue Service. I'm Laura Shane, Vice President for Research and Communications at the Partnership for Public Service, here with Brian Murrow, Associate Partner of Strategy and Analytics at IBM. So Dean, you've talked about the power of analytics to solve really big problems. Can you elaborate on what you mean by that, or what are some of the really big problems at IRS?
I think improper payments and refund fraud is a big problem. I think $100 billion tax gap is a big problem. Burdening taxpayers with audits that have no changes sometimes is a big problem. Almost all the problems we face, and some that are in the press recently, are big problems. But analytics can be aimed at anything. We aim at big things, not only because they can lead to big results, so big numbers and they're impressive, but because it helps convert people internally to create a data-driven decision-making culture, because that's the best way to illustrate evaluated. At the core, analytics really help us assess and develop not only the right solution, which is what analytics is commonly thought of, but they really help define problems more properly and discreetly. And at the back end, they help you understand your progress and point to how to adapt. For me personally, analytics frees me, and it can free an agency to be more creative in finding new solutions, empowering leaders to test, to learn, and to adapt. And government, in my view, needs to test, learn, and adapt if it's going to fulfill its mission, especially in this age of limited resources.
You want to describe the IRS as being awash in data, that the agency model is to take the most difficult or emerging problems and start initiatives to problem solve. How do you do that?
We do have lots of data, right? We have lots of data, raw material from which to work. We have hundreds of millions of tax returns annually with assorted schedules, et cetera, billions of information reports. And we have challenges that would vex, I think, any tax agency. We have an increasingly professionalized community aimed at financial fraud, and they are being more professionalized. A persistent, almost intractable rate of improper EITC payments, widespread underreporting of business income, exponential growth in often opaque partnership structures, and the list goes on. It's important that we invest in long-term research regarding the impact of programs and approaches to tax administration. It's important to devote resources to operational analyses, sort of how well do we do our processes. But to me, it's imperative that we train our sights on dissecting these incredibly difficult problems that we face and learn how to structure rigorous and meaningful tests to solve them and to adapt our interventions based on what we learn. Analytics must and will be the centerpiece of deciding policy and developing meaningful solutions for these and similar problems going forward.
You once said that private industry would be envious if they knew what IRS's data models are. Why?
We, in fact, have compared the power of our predictive models on ID theft, for example, which is what that was referring to outside models in the private sector, and we do compare quite favorably. Now, frankly, I think this may be because we're more motivated to holding ourselves to measuring both true positives and false positives, whereas the outside modelers don't have to deal necessarily with the false positives. We have customers for life.
Whether they like it or not.
How has the IRS culture changed for the better with the enhanced use of data analytics?
I think we certainly helped shepherd some very core strategic programs to success in the areas of fraud and proper payments, testing new approaches. And that's created, I think, an awareness and further an appetite for using data analytics more ubiquitously throughout the service. Now, our senior executive team at the IRS has recently completed a new vision or concept of operations for the future of the service. And data analytics was placed at the center of our future strategy, which was somewhat gratifying. While I'm not by any means declaring total victory, it's progress.
You've talked about how using analytics can become infectious. How so?
Well, infectious in this context is good, as opposed to the more recent headlines. And once a business sees its core priorities and business results improve using analytics, you create a convert or converts. The agency's lexicon of success and practices change incorporating greater vigor.
Have things progressed as you would have expected, or, you know, are there things that you might look back and do a little differently the second time around?
How long do we have to talk about doing things differently? Seriously, though, in retrospect, you know, I wish we had been able to evolve, in particular, our staffing model more quickly. Our model has been to stay lean and to incorporate detailees from the businesses. It's part of working together in partnership. And then send them back as what we would call them analytical ambassadors. It's worked pretty well, but we waited too long to focus that detailing model on more senior folks from the operating divisions and the more junior analytical types. They're both valuable, but the critical variable is getting those senior people in and participating in the projects with you as detailees. So they report to us. They still belong to the operating organization.
And then how do you continuously improve?
Upping our game is obviously something you always have to do. You can never stand still in anything, analytics or otherwise. And let me talk about the IRS more than about us, because we can always up our game by being, you know, better at what we do. At the IRS, in terms of technology, I think there's three dimensions. In terms of technology, to up our game, we invest in the latest tools, right? We're investing in RRP, which is our replacement fraud model. And in the interim, we use outside solutions to demonstrate state-of-the-art capabilities that can inform our build of RRP, which I think is important. Rather than go off and build it and then use something in the interim, we want what we're using to give us data and insight into sort of how we should further build what we're already started. Unfortunately, in the technology arena, we're very constrained in our budget, and these types of investments are imperiled. In terms of processes, it's the continued incorporation of testing and data-driven assessment into new processes. As, for example, we're going to migrate more online in terms of customer interactions and learn to work with wholly new types of international data, for example, that we haven't ever worked with before. And in terms of people, which is perhaps the most important dimension of all, we continue to build executive demand for analytical approaches. We directly engage senior operating people when using data-driven analytics and testing. Finally, we try to leverage specialized expertise from the outside who can help us experiment safely and on an expedited basis. For example, in using behavioral science, which Her Majesty's Revenue Service has done to great effect.
Why international data? That seems somewhat antithetical. It seems like all your data would be
domestic. The tax administration, more or less, is tax administration. Where other people are doing things, the Office of Technology and Scientific Policy is currently engaged in a series of what they call evidence-based initiatives. They tend to be rather small. They tend to be very niche-oriented. That's why it's called nudge. We have to get to the goal line faster. Testing for us is very important. We think we're at the forefront of sort of that technology and that capability. But things like behavioralism, others have tried, right? And with mixed success, by the way, which is what you always get if a test. If a test can't fail, it's not a test. So we look for outside expertise. There are outside resources that are far more advanced in the private sector than we are in the public sector. How do we bring them in at a reasonable cost, help us inform what we do internally, and if we have to, we keep them as long as we need to keep them, but not longer.
This has been a conversation with Dean Silverman. Dean is Senior Advisor to the Commissioner, Office of Compliance Analytics at the Internal Revenue Service. I'm Brian Morrow from IBM, here with Laura Shane from the Partnership for Public Service. And we hope you return for the third in this series of podcasts with Dean Silverman on using data for decision-making at the IRS.
These podcasts are presented by the Partnership for Public Service and the IBM Center for the Business of Government. To listen to conversations with other agency leaders, visit ourpublicservice.org/bigdata.